Hi, welcome back to Continental Express's Driving the Future podcast. I'm Dave. I'm here with Kayla X, and this episode is going to be about financial stability and some of the things you can look for to see if your company is financially stable and if you've got job security. So sit back, tune in, and listen up, and hopefully we'll cover some good stuff. On that note, I've been with Continental almost going on almost 20 years. Kayla, how long have you been here?
3 years.
3 years. Yep. Okay. And what is your job title here?
I take care of our social media and our marketing.
Oh, okay. So you do like our advertising and then you do like Facebook, TikToks, things.
Yeah, I'm with you on all our videos and all our social media. I put together our job ads for the drivers specifically, but help out with some of the office positions, and then all the fun things in between, our website, flyers, pamphlets.
Wow, so you've used a wide variety of stuff. And yeah, for all you out there that don't know, all the videos that you see, all the podcasts you hear with me, Kayla's the one doing the camera work and the editing, and she does an amazing job here. So 3 years, congratulations. But your job is mainly focused in the office, on the computer and around. My job is mainly out on the road. So we've got, you know, we both work for the same company, but we're in two different aspects. So I kind of wanted to get into some of the things that, you know, we see around the office, around the terminals, to say, hey, I think our company's doing pretty good. It sounds like we're financially sound. One of the things, you know, when I was approached with this, that came to mind for me, specific with Continental, is there's been several times over the years when CSA scores kicked in, the market bubble burst back in 08, 09, 2010, and followed by CSA scores, the COVID, all these things over the last several years, there's been a lot of volatility in freight. There's been a lot of companies, struggling and going under. And it just seems to me every time that happens, I find we're growing. We're getting new trucks. We're getting new equipment. The equipment's being well-maintained. We've now got, what, 8 or 9 terminals, I think?
8 terminals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, back when I started 20 years ago, we had 1. This was it here in Sydney. Now, so we're spreading out and growing. And would you see that, that tells you your company's financially stable. It's doing good. It gives you good job security. What kind of things do you see in the office, or do you see anything around the office that kind of, leads you in that direction?
Yeah, I think we've definitely grown. We're adding on because we're so busy. We have things to do.
Yeah, and if you see them creating new job titles to fill spots, that is uplifting. It's like, you're not gonna, yeah, hey, there's 2 people that work in payroll. Now there's 5 people that work in payroll.
Exactly. Adding people to billing and customer service and dispatchers.
Yeah, and we've got social media accounts, but hey, now we need to hire somebody in here to handle all this. It just shows you how the company's expanding in so many different ways. So that's really cool. Anything else to add on that, or any other thoughts?
When I started in 2020, which is like a super weird year.
yeah. to say the least.
Yeah. So, and I was new to trucking in general, but I think I wasn't specifically looking for a job in trucking. I was looking for something in, social media, marketing, PR. And a lot of companies in general were kind of struggling on how to take on everything that COVID was throwing at them. And the reason that I applied and interviewed and decided to take this job here at Continental is because it seemed like they, as a company, were, hitting all of the pitches that were kind of coming at them.
Yeah, I think the one thing that worked really well is we primarily, I mean, as far as I know, 100% haul food, refrigerated goods. Well, we've all seen over the years all the grocery stores going empty and people struggling with COVID, with the supply chain issues, things like that. People were getting cut back, their hours were getting cut back. Some people went from working 5 days a week to 3 days a week. We stayed working every single day, all the way, as if there was no pandemic, as if there was no slowdown, as if there was no supply chain issues. We were constantly running full speed. I mean, we couldn't deliver loads fast enough. Obviously, you couldn't keep the grocery stores stocked. It was getting that bad. But we stayed constant and stayed solid through that. And I was really proud that Continental was able to do that. It made me feel good about working for the company. I saw a lot of family members and friends and people I knew that were really struggling, scared to look for other jobs, getting laid off, or worse, getting their, like I said, oh, I'm down to 3 days a week, and they're struggling. And I thought, wow, and here we are just full out, go, 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 go. And I thought, if that doesn't just say, hey, we're on top of things, this company's doing good, this company's solid, I don't know what does. So, I mean, that's, you wonder how profitable the company is, how solid they are. Well, like I said, I started 20 years ago. We had this terminal, and it wasn't even this size. They've actually grown this terminal two or three times and expanded it and expanded the yard over the years. We've got eight terminals now, all spread out. Some of them brand spanking new, built, like I think what Fisherville just got built from scratch.
It was pretty well
Okay,
redone. So,
so not from
yeah.
scratch, but pretty much gutted and rebuilt. They didn't, a couple years ago, they did the Obits. They rebuilt it. And so you see things like that where the company's investing in itself and growing. It is pretty amazing, especially in hard times. And it just makes you feel really good, gives you good job security when you can see those.
I guess you as a driver, like, how do you, because it, yeah, I totally agree. Lots of growth, which feels really good, but you as a driver and somebody who's been here for so long, how do you see that it's not just biting off more than you can chew?
Well, the thing is, we don't lease any of our stuff. None of our equipment is leased. It's all purchased. So, and they take meticulous care of it. It's getting maintained. I mean, yeah, there's logistic issues when a truck breaks down or a trailer breaks down or there's, an accident or something. But overall, in general, across the company, they are maintaining their trucks. They keep them in meticulous shape. They're constantly keeping them running. You don't pull into the yard and see trailers, broke down all over the place and with flat tires and rusting out. Trucks sitting there that haven't been moved in a month. The equipment that we have here is highly maintained, well maintained, and in constant use and in constant rotation. Like I said, you have those times where you do see a trailer sitting for 2 or 3 weeks, but it's usually a logistics problem of trying to get that trailer where it needs to go to get it fixed with the problem it's having. It's not a matter of the company can't afford to fix it. It's a logistics issue. And I see that all the time, over and over, where they're constantly staying on top of things like that, which as a driver means the world to me, because if my wheels aren't moving, I'm not getting paid. If I get 20 miles down the road and break down, I'm having a really bad day, and I'm sitting, that's, oh, so to see them maintaining the equipment as well as they do, as meticulous as they do here, is really uplifting. It really is. That was honestly, when I first started, one of the very first things that I was mostly impressed with this company. I mean, I think I was here maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and I brought my truck in, and I had something that needed fixed up. Actually, it was, I don't remember what it was, but it was something like, hey, this needs to be looked at. But I had, Doug asked me, Doug is a manager over the maintenance, asked me if I had anything else, and I'm like, oh, there's this little thing here, and the light on here doesn't work. And I gave him like a laundry list of just little silly things, and they fixed every single one of them. And I'm like, wow, they actually took the time to fix that and go through. I'm like, that had nothing to do with driving the truck. It had everything to do with just keeping the truck in a like new manner. And they were happy to do it. They were proud to do it. They were quick at it. And nobody got mad or nobody went, oh, this is a waste of my time. Why am I spending 20 minutes doing this? I was blown away at how meticulous and how well maintained the equipment was. And I thought, I like this company. I mean, do I break down from time to time? Of course. You're going to. But for the most part, I have very good confidence in the equipment that we use because of how well it's maintained and taken care of. And that's, I mean, if that doesn't tell you your company's doing well and doing stable, I mean, that's probably one of the first things you want to look at as a driver is how good is the equipment I'm going to use, because that
The
equipment,
facilities.
the facilities, the equipment, because that's what's going to dictate whether you get a paycheck and if you can pay your bills. So, I mean, that's, I mean, just off the top of my head, that's number one right there. And I saw that 20 years ago. I still see it today. Is there room for improvement? Sure, there always is. But I still see that meticulous maintenance and that drive to let's keep that truck in brand new condition. It might be a 10-year-old truck, but they still do everything they can do to keep it like it's year one. And to me, that's, I would have said that means the most to me, because that solidifies my paycheck. I'm not going to be sitting on the side of the road. I'm not going to be broke down somewhere. I'm not going to be sitting in a shop somewhere for 24 hours waiting to get fixed, So, we've got a healthy freight network. Like I said, we haul primarily food, and we're constantly growing. We're bringing, we lose a customer here, lose a couple loads here or there. We're gaining customers and loads here and there. Things, contracts, customers, loads. It's a revolving thing for the most part. But we've always, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward. And it's constantly always been that way. Even in the roughest of times, we can't haul enough food. So it's really good job security. Like you were saying, the logistics department has grown, the dispatch department has grown, the payroll department. We've branched out to multiple, now we have multiple terminals. I mean, everywhere you look in the aspects of your company, we're seeing positive motion, forward momentum, pushing to the future. So it's, to be financially stable, to be able to do that is an amazing feat. And it's, like I said, it's, yeah, you know, I mean, you don't want to go to work every day and go, oh, I hope we hope they got the doors open next week. I mean, that's a scary, scary thing. I mean, most people out there are in debt. A lot of people have a lot of revolving debt. They have to pay rent, they have to pay utilities, and if you're not guaranteed a paycheck week to week to week, you're still guaranteed a bill month to month to month. So you
There's only
really,
so long that anybody can
yeah.
go without paying.
So the electric bill is going to come whether you get a paycheck or not.
Sure.
So yeah, it's
Which, like, neither of us work in our sales or like customer service, but like from my understanding at least, we're putting up these new terminals and buying new trucks and new trailers year after year to mm-hmm. service our customers so that our customers continue doing business and more business with us.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like, yeah, I've actually, I think when I started, like the 42, like our trailers go from like 4,200 to 4,300 and up. Those trailers are relatively new. Now we got 6,000 trailers coming out. There's 6,000, I saw 6,003, 6,007. I'm like, you know, so like, that's, I'm like, wow.
The trucks are into the 1,000.
Yeah, the trucks are, yeah, my first truck was truck 233 was my very first truck they gave me, was a truck 233. I've got truck 864 now, and now I'm seeing trucks here at the yard. Some of the newest over-the-road ones are up over 1,000. Like, wow, we're actually in the four digits, you know.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, if you're a bigger company, that doesn't, it doesn't sound like, but you know what? When I first started, we had like 200 drivers, and I maybe 250 employees total. I think we're north of 700 now, and still growing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with all the stuff that we've went through over the past two decades, to me, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's amazing leadership. It's amazing business. It's amazing discipline. And to me, that all just circles back around to being financially sound and stable, which just, you know, gives me the confidence to know that I'm going to have a paycheck every week, which my family very much enjoys. You know, so, yeah.
Well, I work pretty closely with the recruiting team, having, like, doing our job ads. So I hear from them, work with them every day.
The recruiting?
Our recruiters.
Okay. How many do we have?
Six recruiters.
Okay.
Yeah, when spread across terminals. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, now when I started, the guy that ran HR, which is now Mark, it was Craig back then. He was HR and recruiting, and he did orientation. He did all of that, and I remember. I don't mean to cut you off, but this is kind of funny because I remember when I put in the application. And they called. I had a couple other companies that had called me too and talked to their recruiters. And, you know, I'm like, he calls me and I says, hey, I said, be honest with me. You're telling me this stuff. You know, we get 4 weeks paid vacation right off the bat. You know, home every weekend. A lot of the stuff we still have today, all the safety, annual safety bonuses, which is our now quarterly safety bonuses.
The OTR drivers have free health insurance.
Free health, yeah.
The free driver insurance.
But all this stuff that he was telling me about, and I'm going, okay. And I says, and I said, I don't mean to be rude, but can I ask you? You're telling me all this stuff, and he's like, yeah. Like, okay, when I come to orientation and I'm sitting down in the middle of orientation, am I going to hear something different? He goes, no, I can guarantee you won't. I said, you can guarantee that. He goes, yeah, because I'm the one that does orientation, too. And I just thought, oh, okay. But, you know, but that's how small we were back then.
Sure.
Now we've got an orientation department. We've got a training department. We've got a HR department. You know, all those jobs he did by himself now have multiple people.
It's just too big, yeah.
Now we've got all these recruiters. So it's just kind of funny. I'm like, yeah. So I guarantee you, you're not going to hear different because I'm the one doing orientation.
Yeah, it is a little different now with having, we've got a recruiter here in Sydney and then one in Columbus and one in Indianapolis and some in Texas. And they can speak more to the positions that run out of their terminal better. And then they get arranged to come to orientation. So definitely, more people involved because there are bigger orientation classes and more people coming on. But I think one of the things that, as a good sign in the recruiting world, is that we are often changing the pay. Like, we see
Yes.
increases in pay.
Mm-hmm. Since
I've been here, there have been multiple pay increases for both hourly and mileage drivers.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I went. When I went to dedicated, I made a little less money than I made doing over the road, and I think I went 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years at one, without getting a raise, because we were the contract for our dedicated account was really, really tight. But what was really cool was it went from being one guy to being two guys, and now there's six guys. And actually now there's actually more than that, because there's six guys that run the specific run I run, but then there's also guys that run from Gaffney to Arkansas and from Streetsboro to Arkansas. So there's other dedicated routes now open, and now there's a lot more too. But I know just in the past 3 years, we've gotten like five rate increases. They pride themselves on keeping us up at the upper end of the industry pay scale. And they're very successful at doing that without hesitation. And that's one of the things it feels good to know that they can go, yep, we're going to do that as frequently. I mean, there's been a couple times I've gotten two raise rate increases in one year, which, you know, everybody's like, oh, I wonder if we're going to get a raise this year. Well, there's been a few years there was 1 year I got three in 1 year. And it's just like, wow, that's pretty good, you know, because as soon as I get a raise, hey, I'll take another one. You know, we all need more money.
Which I think, like, if you're at a company and you see that your particular wage is pretty stagnant, and especially in the past couple of years, like, your personal bills are increasing so much.
Yes.
And I unfortunately think that some people leave a good job because, like, their wages just aren't keeping up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the biggest hurdle we've had to face in my household lately is the cost of food has almost tripled. So much so that we have a special needs daughter, and she has autism. Well, she doesn't cook, and that's okay. But she only gets a little tiny bit of money with her Social Security disability for food. I mean, not even enough to buy a week's worth of groceries. So we buy her groceries, we buy food, and we prepare it for her every week. When we cook for ourselves, we cook a bunch for her as well. And I've noticed the staggering amount of money, what we used to buy groceries a year ago, year and a half ago, compared to now. It's like, oh my gosh. And yeah, if your company's not able to keep up with the cost of living, yeah, at some point your money's only going to stretch so far, and then now you're in trouble. So it's good to find out how often and how steady companies are able, you know, if you're looking for another company to go to, that, you know, when you go to orientation or you're going in for an interview or whatever, it's a good thing to ask, hey, how often do you guys get raises? When was your last raise? How significant was it? Things like that, because that does make a very big deal. It makes a big difference. So, well, and you know, I know one of the things, like I said, Continental's been growing. I'm not sure how it all started and how small it was in the beginning, but next year we're going to be celebrating our 40 year anniversary. 40 years. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I don't know if it all started with one truck and an idea, or you know, if there's a little more to it than that, but, you know, 40 years, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and like you were saying, like with even just the time that you've been here, like the way that the world and like the economy and different things have changed, and Continental has just taken on those challenges and
Well, I just it feel
grown.
I feel like they've met them head on, and they were strong enough to just work through them. Did it hurt? Did it slow us down? Did it, were they not as profitable as I wanted to be those years? Yeah, probably. But we never missed a paycheck. We never slowed down. We never got sent home. We were able to persevere and push through, and it's a really good feeling. It's a really good feeling. So, yeah. Like I said, we get quarterly safety bonuses without hesitation. We get annual yearly bonuses for your time in. You get bonuses for mileage marks, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, all that stuff is still there. Your benefits, your vacation pay, all that stuff is all grown. Detention pay has grown. Breakdown pay, which never really had to worry about. I think in 20 years, I think I might have gotten breakdown pay once, maybe, and I'm almost don't think I did then. I've never been broke down long enough to get it, because they've always got, okay, hey, we'll bring you another truck, and they come out and bring you another truck, and off you go.
I think the nice thing about like the company with experience is just that they like you know a situation like this, or you can lean on that experience. Not that I don't think a like startup company in any sort is not exciting. Like it's always exciting, I think, to be in some sort of new venture. But I think having the experience from, 2008 was something to lean on in 2020, even though they were totally different scenarios and both were blindsided a lot of people. You're like, well, we are kind of aware of what this situation is going to be like, or when this happened, we had this happen, so now we can kind of lean on that.
Yeah, it's one of those where you look back. I mean, it's one thing to start up a company and run and not have any outward challenges and go, hey, look how successful we are. But look at all the outward challenges between the market bubble bursts, the housing issues, the CS going from CSA, going from paper logs to ELDs to onboard logbooks. That was a huge one. COVID, the supply chain, we have met all those, and we got blindsided or not, we've worked through them. So like you said, the experience, our company has the experience of showing that we can meet adversity head on and walk through it or make it through it, however you want to term it. But it's everybody can row a boat in calm water, but can you steer a ship through a storm? And we've went through multiple storms and grew on top of it. And that's, I mean, it's yeah, it's fi being financially stable, the company maintaining profitability and constant growth, the experience of the challenges that the company's met over the last 40 years, and still going is yeah, startups are exciting, but I think this is exciting. Are we biased? Of course, we work here.
Yeah.
But
I think it gives you confidence in your job. Like I can just do my job. You can be a professional driver. I can design things at my desk. I can track analytics and not have to worry about like will we be able to take on new projects, or like will I have anything to promote? Because there's always different fun things and exciting things going on. I don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I don't need to worry about, am I gonna have a paycheck next month, or hey, am I still gonna have a job next year? I might have to worry about how my wife spends that paycheck, but I know I'm going to still have one. And driving is it's a very stressful job. It can be very dangerous, especially in inclement weather. Last thing you want to do is be out driving and wondering, am I with the right company? Is this, it, am I still going to have a job next month? Or, man, they're not, my equipment's not getting fixed and maintained, and I'm seeing fewer and fewer things at the yard. And you don't want, because when you're out there driving, you're out there to do that to take care of your family. That's your way to provide for your family, which is a huge deal. I mean, of course, nobody's going to be out there doing it for free. The last thing you want to be doing is out there trying to drive and trying to stay safe, worrying about if you got a paycheck next month or in 2 months or in 6 months. So it's, like you said, that's, it's a sense of pride to see Continental doing so well and growing so strong. And I did, and I, well, you probably posted it because it was on Facebook, so I'm sure you had your fingers all over it. But I'm pretty sure, didn't I read something last week that said we were one of the top 20 fastest growing companies in 2023 or 2022 or something like that?
So, Dayton Business Journal named Continental in the Fast 50. So, it's
Okay.
50 of the fastest growing companies in the Dayton area, which is where Sydney would be roped in.
Yeah.
And they examine like a whole bunch of different industries. They're not just looking at trucking, they're looking at all kinds of industries in the
Okay,
Dayton
so this is like
area.
manufacturing, shipping and receiving, trucking.
So they look over the
Wow.
past 3 years of a company. So for us, that would span back through 2020.
That's pretty good.
And yeah, just see how we're growing. And in that time, we have grown a lot. So we are named a Fast 50, one of the 50 fastest growing companies.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a, you see things like that, and it's just like, all right, good. It just, like you said, it gives you confidence. And like I said, it's nice to know, because like, well, before I started driving truck, I did factory work out of high school and stuff, and I did a year of college, and then, but I got into factory work. I had three main jobs at three different factories before I started driving truck, and every one of them, I started doing really good, making good pay, and then something happened. Next thing you know, I'm working twice as hard, making half as much. The equipment's breaking down. It's the lines aren't running. Oh, we lost a couple contracts. Oh, we're gonna have to do some layoffs. And whoop. Time to leave this company. Let me go to another one. I worked there 3 or 4 years. Same kind of thing. There's just little things that you can see, like, whoa, wait, the ship's not going in a good direction here. And when you're doing, and that's got to pay your rent. That's got to pay your groceries. That's got to put, that's got to put clothes on your kids' back, and that's really scary. And I went through that three times over. And then after the third time, I just thought, you know what? I don't need a job. I need a career. I'm done with this. I need something I can really stick with. And that's what got me into trucking. And since then, I've not seen any of that stuff anymore. It's just been onwards and upwards. And it's you take it for granted. You kind of do. You take it for granted. But when you really stop and think about it, like we're doing here, it's really impressive. And it gives you a sense of confidence. It gives you a sense of pride, yeah. And here, one of the other things I really love is their open door policy with everybody, all the way up to the owner of the company. You call him on the phone, walk in and ask for him. He'll come up and, they don't hide stuff from you. They don't, if you got a load and it gets switched, and then it gets switched again, or something happens, or your load gets canceled, and they'll come and tell you, hey, they took this load from us, they gave us these loads, I need to switch your loads. They're very transparent about letting you know exactly what's going on with your load, with the company, with the equipment. You know, there's really, you know, they don't keep things from you. It's not a closed door, hey, we got to have hidden discussions. You can go in and talk to Russ directly at any time. Call him on the phone if he's not in, if he's available. And, you know, they're very open, very family-oriented, very honest. I mean, and, how do you know if the company's financially stable? There's a lot of little small red flags, little small indicators, little things to look for. Continental's just been going up and up and up since I've been here, and I don't see it stopping. Mm-hmm. So, you have any final thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be really awfully challenging to be in a position where you would, have to take a look around at your company and be like, well, I don't know how the company is doing financially. I think it's good for your confidence in your own career to look around and see that your company is financially sound.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I mean, you may be a factory worker, or you may be a janitor, or, you know what, it doesn't hurt to go into, sit down, you know, go into HR and just ask. Say, hey, go on the internet. And you can pull up all kinds of information, and you can look at, you know, hey, when did this company give out raises last? How financially strong is this company? Are they overwhelmed in debt, or are they on top of things? Like I said, one of the things I looked at here was, do they lease their equipment, or is it purchased? And all the stuff here is purchased. Yeah, you know, and you see the growth. You see expanding, you see the office staff expanding, you see the terminals pop up, you know, so you can see it. But if you're at a company where you may, you know, you on a day-to-day basis aren't seeing, you know, ask. Maybe they'll tell you, maybe they won't. But I'll bet you if they're financially stable, they wouldn't have a problem smiling and letting you know about it, you know?
Sure.
I mean, that's how I would look at it. I think, you know, if you've got good news, why wouldn't you want to share it? If you don't want to share it, what's the bad news? You know, what don't you want me to know, you know? So I guess those would be my closing thoughts on it. And, a lot to take in, a lot to think about, a lot to consider. But it's all good stuff. All right, this is our podcast on how to tell if your company's financially stable, how things are going. And I hope it's been informative. I hope it's been interesting. It's been a lot of fun for us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. And tune in next time for Driving the Future.